Reflection by Father Luis Tizzano. Mark 4, 35 to 41. Cross to the other side. 1. Let's cross over to the other side. Everyday missionaries like you and I are called to go further, to get closer to the ones who need us. We can't stay still in one place with the same people. We are shepherds and we can't take care of exclusively of one single sheep, being content just to comb its wool. No, we move ahead and go towards the other sheep in need. We must go to them, not wait for them to come to us. That is one of the great temptations in our communities or church groups, waiting for people to come to us. No, we have to go out to them. 2. A strong gust of wind was unleashed. Crossing to the other side is going towards others in need. Being a missionary involves taking risks, even in the risk of losing stability. Wherever a nun or a priest is sent, they will encounter challenges. There will be challenges for a catechist with every child and every new group. Evangelization can be difficult for the family. It can drown you. We must acknowledge that many evangelizers have failed and have felt their life turned upside down. Crossing to the other side can bring about a crisis, even thinking that God is asleep or that he cannot hear us. That is why the everyday missionary must be courageous and prudent, but never afraid. He must trust and pray. 3. There followed a great calm. As in the gospel, questioning the Lord brings about a response. God acts. God won't give you more than you can handle, but he also invites you to have faith. Christian life is a constant struggle of faith, in which you will overcome your crises with faith and trust in God. During your life, God will leave signs which, when you look back and remember them, you will see that he has always held your hand. He has always been next to you. Cross over to the other side, even if high water threatens to come into your life to drown you. If you trust and have faith, nothing will happen to you. Go for it. Brace yourself for the challenge of crossing over, because nothing ventured, nothing gained. And do you know Jesus is the Emmanuel, God with us? God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And don't forget that heaven is our goal.